AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration from enforcing a coronavirus vaccine mandate on healthcare workers in 10 states who work at federally funded facilities. Those 10 states sued to block the Medicare-Medicaid ruling that workers get a first vaccine dose by December 6th. This ruling comes as the world braces for another virus variant, which seems to be more contagious than the Delta variant. Scientists are scrambling to test if current vaccines will protect against Omicron. President Biden is urging more people to get vaccinated.
The president says the variant will keep spreading and inevitably reach the U.S.
We'll have to face this new threat, just as we face those that come before it.
He's renewing calls for the roughly 80 million unvaccinated Americans ages 5 and older to get their shots and boosters. The president's also urging a return to indoor mask wearing in public places. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
First Lady Jill Biden unveiled the White House holiday decorations with a group of second graders today.
Do you like it? Do you like the trees? Yeah, they're pretty, aren't they?
Colorado Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert has spoken by phone with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar just days after Boebert likened her Muslim colleague to a bomb-carrying terrorist. Omar was done after Boebert refused to issue a public apology. Condolences and tributes are pouring in for groundbreaking golfer Lee Elder, who died at the age of 87.
Golfer Lee Elder broke down racial barriers as the first black golfer to play in the Masters, paving the way for Tiger Woods and others to follow. A native Texan who developed his game while being a caddy during segregated times, Elder made history in 1975 at Augusta National. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wall Street ended higher today. This is AP News. Prosecutors are urging the U.S. Supreme Court to review Bill Cosby's sexual assault case and restore his conviction that was overturned.
Montgomery County, Pennsylvania District Attorney Kevin Steele petitions the U.S. Supreme Court, challenging a state Supreme Court decision which overturned Bill Cosby's conviction based on a 2005 press release written by a predecessor without any knowledge of his staff or fellow attorneys in his office. That release promised a now-deceased defense attorney that Bill Cosby would not be prosecuted. Later, Cosby admitted during a civil deposition to giving drugs and alcohol to a number of young women before sexual encounters. Steele argues the decision would set a dangerous precedent of press releases being treated as immunity agreements. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Treasury Department says several states and cities have exhausted their federal rental assistance. This is viewed as a sign the program to prevent evictions is being implemented at a quicker pace. Jackie Quinn, AP News.